Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, conversations to help your business grow and thrive. Hi, I'm Paul Sweeney, founder of Pretium Solutions, chartered accountants and certified business advisors, hosting the Business Behind Your Business. Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business. I'm Paul Sweeney, and today I'm with Sandra Zalud from Liberty Finance. And what we're going to be talking about is business loans, what they are and how they can be used. Now, Sandra will discuss some of those loans with particular reference to currently available products, which may not be available at the time you're listening to our recording. So I encourage you to check out the current information in the show notes. There'll be a link in the show notes to go to that and check out the current loans available through Sandra. Today, I've got Sandra Zalud here from Liberty. Good to have you on board, Sandra. Can you tell us a bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay, I joined Liberty Network Services about 5 years ago. So basically, I assist people with their finance requirements, varying from all types of loans out on the market, basically.
Okay, great. And you've got extensive history working with lenders and small business, and you're able to provide commercial finance, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I've been in the lending game since for quite a while. Previously doing a lot of investment loans and things like that for over 20 years. Yes.
Yeah, great. So Sandra is here with us today, and she knows her stuff, so it's going to be great to hear from her. So we're going to talk today about business loans in particular. So one of those problems for a lot of businesses is, where do they find the funding for their business? Now, often when starting a business, we're looking at somebody needing some funding, but typically a business loan is not really available until, what, say, a couple of years of trading history?
Yes, you need at least 2 years tax returns. We do also have a product that you don't need security. However, that is a 3 year, at least 3 years of business. But normally, generally, 2 years tax returns and 2 years with an ABN and GSD registered if required.
Yeah, okay. So if you're starting up your business, a business loan's not going to generally be available to you. But once you've been trading, and of course, trading profitably is a key thing there, then a business loan may be suitable for somebody. What are the purposes that people use the business loans for typically?
Well, it can be used for tax debt, it can be used to for cash flow, it can be used for purchasing equipment. Maybe you don't want to do invoicing, you might want to buy stock, but you may not want to do debtors finance, or you might just want to do a quick short-term sort of loan, short to medium-term loan, like, from 1 to 5 years.
Okay. So looking at that as a short-term solution, so we have a purpose in mind. So we've talked about needing profitable trading history for 2 to 3 years, and we've talked about security. So what kinds of security can we supply for that type of loan?
Liberty have just introduced two new products. Those two products do require security, as in a property. That is the Access and Mint loan. So we do require that. With the Lift loan, though, we can take charge over a business.
Okay, so there are options, but again, we've got to have that history in place showing that the business has been trading.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's not a case of we can go and get a virtually what most people would think of as unsecured, which is not really correct. But we do need to have some security in place.
That's right.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that a lender will be looking for from a business before, as part of that application process?
Well, basically, we need an application. So obviously, just to see where we're at, we'll need a balance sheet and income statements for the last 2 financial years. We also need bank statements. Generally, it's only the last 6 months' bank statements.
Okay. So that seems to be more and more common these days, that the lender is wanting to source that information directly, not rely on you supplying that.
Yes, well, over the years, especially even as a mortgage broker myself, the quality of that people send, it's not necessarily the dates that we require. They don't cover all the statements. We've even had people redacting information on statements. We need to see the whole statement. So for the last 6 months, basically.
Okay, so 6 months of bank statements. So other information, so you mentioned balance sheets and profit and loss. So how far back do they need to go?
Just the last 2 years.
The last 2 years?
Financial years, yes.
Yeah, okay, great. And we often, as an accountant, we're often asked to supply tax information like current tax balances and lodgement history. Is that still a requirement?
Yes, that is also a requirement, but again, this loan can be used to pay tax debt.
Okay, so it can be used. So one of the purposes could be to fund perhaps a short-term tax bill that's come about. Probably not an ongoing need though. Like if you've got a continuing problem with paying your tax, then there's probably an underlying issue there we need to fix. But that one-off hit in taxes can really cause some cash flow problems for small businesses, particularly as they're growing. So that growth year creates a big tax liability, and a lot of businesses don't have the cash flow requirement built in. But the way that the Australian tax system works is that you get this double whammy of having to pay not just the tax year of what you've lodged, but you based your instalments going forward on your last history. So there's a double hit to your tax, and that's what causes a lot of cash flow issues for the business, and that's where you'd probably want to fund the tax debt for that period.
Since you're the accountant, I'll take your advice on that.
Yeah, certainly that's where we'd be saying that's a need. If you've got an ongoing tax issue, then I think you need to look further back into what's causing that problem with your business, and I'm guessing that a lender would also be asking those questions as well. Is that your experience?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So one thing that's come up recently is that this need for funding and being prepared. So having your information up to date would be essential. What role do forecasts and projections have now with supporting applications? Is that a requirement at the moment? No, we hear mixed messages about this, in that so some banks are now asking for them, others are not. So would it be beneficial to an application to have reliable forecasts?
With some of my lenders, we can do that. I'd have to get clarification on this actual product, because I'm not 100% on this.
Okay. Yeah.
But normally we base on past experience, and also current with the current environment, with what's happened. Obviously, we need to look at latest circumstances as well.
Okay. So you need to have your information up to date. Which it shouldn't be hard these days with the technology and the accounting packages around. But what we still see a lot of business owners neglecting to look after the account side of it. So there is an advantage in keeping things up to date.
That's correct.
Yeah. What sort of level of funding would a typical business loan be for?
Okay. Normally around, with the Access and Mint, anywhere between 25 and 5 million. Obviously going that high, we would need security and the availability, and obviously a very good cash flow going through that kind of funds. Basically, you probably look around 25 to 250,000 would probably be the normal. With the LIFT product, we normally sit around 50,000, because that with that particular loan, we just take charge over the company. We don't actually take security. So we're seeing around the $50,000 mark is about the maximum there at this stage.
Okay. So the different scenarios, but obviously with security, you can borrow more. So that
correct. If you have the actual, it has to be a property. We do take property, plus we will take equipment and charge over the business. But the underlying is definitely the property as security.
Okay, great. So going forward though, once you've got the loan in place, what are your ongoing obligations? Apart from making the repayments, what other information do you need to supply on an ongoing basis?
They will do an annual review with the Access and the, especially with the Access, because that is a line of credit. So every year it does need to have an annual review where they'll review your finances and so forth.
So just the line of credit is it's not like a fixed amount of funding. Is that as you need it, you draw on it,
Then you repay it and so forth. And it's for a 1 year term, but then it obviously every annual review you can continue it till up to 30 years.
Okay, yeah. So with that annual review process, I think people sometimes think that if they've got like a 10-year loan, then there's no. That 10-year loan is going to be in place. What's the purpose of the annual review? Is that to look at continued
to ensure
ability?
That we're doing responsible lending?
One of the things that we see is that people often wait until they're in a bit of stress, financial stress, before they consider borrowing. Is that too late then to apply for lending, or are you making it harder to get the loan when you leave it that late?
I think it's always better to discuss with your, your board or your advisory board or your accountant. It's always, highly recommended that you always speak to professionals before you get yourself into a situation. That goes with life in general. However, it would be better to come in earlier rather than later. The tax debt doesn't really matter as much, but obviously only like 1 year's tax debt. If it's a continuing, there's obviously needs to raise concern on that.
Okay, so there is an advantage in working with your accountant, your advice team, to prepare for this lending and to prepare for your business moving forward. What are your needs, rather than waiting until you get to a situation where the cash has dried up?
Well, that's right. It's always better to discuss with professionals, your needs and your requirements before you get yourself into any position, I believe.
Okay. So that's all good. That's a good. I think that helps to explain, what a business loan is and when it could be used. So that's great to know, because I think people are not really sure about where to go for funding or how much funding or even when they could be eligible to apply for that kind of funding as part of their overall process for running the business. So do you see where people actually draw on like a home loan instead to run their business? Have you come across that situation?
Yes, I have. Again, for taxation purposes, it's probably better to have it as a business, and you could use your home loan as the security for these loans. And obviously, I have other products that can do long-term lending and different types, but with these, this is more, focused on short-term to medium, or, 5 years, up to 5 years.
So matching the purpose of the loan to what you're going to use it for is ideal, but in a situation where you can't get a business loan, then using a security of a private purpose might be suitable.
That's right.
So just summing up, what would be the one big thing that you would make sure that people have in place before they come for a loan application?
To ensure that they've actually done their financials and they've actually spoken to their accountant and actually lodged their, or if it's not about tax debt, actually lodging their tax returns and having their tax returns and their financials done, it's imperative these days with anything, even any type of lending across the board.
Yeah, so being prepared.
Correct.
Improves your chances, improves your outcomes. So that's great. Thanks for listening. Do you have a question you'd like our team of experts to answer? If you do, send your question to podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. To hear more from The Business Behind Your Business, don't forget to subscribe using your favourite podcast player. or you can visit the businessbehindyourbusiness.com website. So thank you, Sandra, for joining us today. It's been great to hear from you and your experience.
Thank you again for having me. Very much appreciated.